show. Tune in for your fix. Dina Eldrick is your host, and take Digger in your mix. For journeys of all kinds, from the fashion to the music, a platform telling the world that you needed me and they never knew it. To break away from normalities in the systematic, ventured on my own, the world's a jewel and I'ma grab it. Gotta have it, cause it's mine for the taking. All in filling the void that seems to be rather vacant here. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm in the high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm in the high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm in the high. In these times, entrepreneurship planted in these minds, in these skies, living off my living. Yeah, I'm in the high.
What's up, what's up? It's your girl, Donna LJ.
And it's your girl, Tay Digga.
And you're tuned into Indie High Radio, 2018 edition.
Oh my God.
This is awesome, because this is the first episode of 2018.
Of the new year.
So I'm mad excited about that.
How dope is that?
We're kind of a mighty low way. Like, we took our little vacation. Which I think is well needed, like, especially as an entrepreneur, you definitely, I feel like it's important to, as we said on so many podcast shows, it's important to take care of yourself, it's important to recoup, and it's good to do that, to just kind of go back over your game plan, you know, figure out your next moves, you know, see the things you did wrong,
right,
fix those things, so, you know, you can make things better for the future.
Got to.
So you just have to remember to do those things, so it's pretty, pretty dope that, you know, we were able to come back 2018. It's so many awesome things coming up, and we're going to talk about that on our show today. So,
yes, very, so thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Yes, we appreciate it.
I know y'all been waiting.
Yes.
You know, but like Donna said, we had to get our life.
Our life together.
As y'all know, we had to get our life, you know?
Yeah.
Times we don't realize how much, you know, you put on your plate.
Yeah.
And the things you go through as an entrepreneur is it's very stressful.
Very stressful.
But we here.
Right. And that's the thing.
So like, that's all that matters.
I feel like 2017, like I saw a lot of people say on Twitter, it was like their best year and their worst year.
Right.
In a lot of ways. Like some awesome things happen and then some terrible things happen.
And that's...
I agree with that too. You know, it was like... You know, Indie High has some dope things happen, and then we had some setbacks, you know what I mean? We had a lot of little complications that we had to deal with as well, but...
We never let that
We
stop.
Never let... Like I said, you could be down, but we're never out.
Hello.
So, we know that those moments are temporary, and we know that's all part of being an entrepreneur.
Right.
That comes into territory, but, like I said, when you're able to reset, and you can come back bigger and better than ever, which is our focus now... Right. To come back bigger and better than ever. 2018 Indie High Takeover is
one and popping.
But yeah, so what did you do over the holidays? Did you go out of town? What did you do for Christmas?
Yes, Christmas was great. You know, when you have a little munchkin running around, it's always about that person.
She's getting so big.
You know, her Christmas was awesome. We went to Florida to visit my boyfriend's mom in Orlando. So we had Christmas on the beach, which was pretty dope.
Yeah.
It's kind of quite refreshing. I was talking to somebody today saying how refreshing it was to be on the beach for Christmas versus, you know, being in the cold weather.
Right. But you did look like you were having a blast. She was Snapchatting it up, Instagram story, and showing out.
Like you at the beach.
And we over here like... So I'm happy you had a good. That sounds really fun.
Yes. What about you?
Christmas was here in Atlanta, and New Year's though I went to Dallas, Texas. Yes. I know I'm born in Dallas, Texas girl, Cowboys fan. and it was great. I actually spent New Year's with my brother Cedric, and so that was pretty dope because I don't get to see him that much.
Right. Always good to see.
I know, so I was
especially
able,
a sibling.
And then it was cool because I was able to actually like spend a week there.
Right.
Usually I go, it's like for a weekend. You know, you don't really
a couple days.
You miss a lot of people. The highlight was seeing my grandmother, who's 94. And looking good. It was so funny because I look just like her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's getting older, so her memory's kind of in and out.
Right.
But she kept saying, because I look just like her, so funny. She was like, you look so familiar.
Oh, wow.
You're just so pretty. And she's like, I know you from somewhere. She's like, yeah, I'm your granddaughter. Look at you. You're just beautiful. You know, but it was just so funny because like, we look just alike. Like, it's so funny. But it was good to see her. She's in good health.
Yeah,
she's in good spirits, still smiling, still just sweet as can be.
Thank God every day for that.
Man, and literally, that's my last grandparent living, so, and she's 94, so I'm just blessed to, like I said, she's all the way in Texas, so I was just so happy to make it down there, spend time with my brother, my niece, and all my other family members I was able to see. I was very excited about that. So I had a pretty good, I think it was needed just to get away from Atlanta, because Atlanta can be just so much sometimes, especially when you're always working and doing stuff and always on the move, right? So Texas is more slow. It's nice to just wind down and relax
and enjoy.
Yeah, and just enjoy. Like, it was nice. I really loved it.
That's dope. Yeah. That's always dope. I have a, my great grandmother is actually 94.
Oh, nice.
She turned 94 in September, but she has Alzheimer's, so it's like, and for her to just be here, for my daughter to be able to meet her.
Yeah, that's like, that's just, like, beautiful. That's always a beautiful thing to see that generational gap come together.
Awesome. Yeah. And I thank God for that every day. So I know that was a blessing seeing your grandma.
Oh, it really was. It really was. And to see her doing well and not like in a hospital bed or bedridden, you know, she's walking around and
that's awesome.
Still cracking jokes and stuff. Yeah. So that was pretty good. That was pretty good. But yeah. Now that we had our break, we're able to refresh, rejuvenate. Yeah. You know, we back in this thing. And we have some awesome things in store for our listeners.
And I hope y'all ready.
We really do hope you guys are ready.
We pushing ourselves to the next level this year. You know, that's really one thing. That's a goal for this year, to push ourselves to a level
that we've never
been. That we've never been, you know.
And then we challenge all of our...
I was just about to say that. We encourage our listeners and our fellow entrepreneurs to do the same
thing.
Exact thing. Like, 2018 is your MFing year, okay?
That's right.
It's your year.
Claim and believe, receive it.
Hello.
All right.
Where the organ at? Where the organ? But no, for real. Oh, that is one of our major goals this year. And we have some major things in store. I know you guys have seen us posting about the mixtape. If you haven't, we're planning on putting out a mixtape.
Woo-hoo!
First volume, because there will be many, many more.
Many more.
And we have gotten some of the most dopest, is that even a word? But I made it up, it doesn't matter. submissions for this mixtape, and it's going to be bananas.
We really, like, when we were reviewing the submissions, we were blown away by
the talent.
The talent, and people sent in some awesome tracks, and... You know, and it was cool because, you know, like, with Indie High, we have a certain vibe. Like, if you've ever been to Indie High Thursdays, like, you know, we have a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Indie High is a vibe, you know. We always speak about being conscious and vibes and energy and things like that. And so the songs that we selected, you know, we were just like, yo, these songs portray that vibe that we're going for. That's Indie High. Yeah. And we're just so excited for you guys to hear this mixtape.
For sure.
And that's coming soon. Like, it's going to be coming super soon. And
we'll be dropping dates soon.
We're going to be dropping dates soon. So just get ready for that. You're going to be asking. Now, the great thing is, it's volume one.
Right.
So if you submitted your music and it was not selected for one, that does not mean it won't be on volume two,
right?
Because it was a lot of tracks. Like I said, we have so many, you know, some of them we're just going to use for volume two.
Right.
And once again, the volumes are never ending. We're going to keep, it's going to be like literally historic. We're going to, we're trying to set Guinness World Records of volumes of these tracks that we're going to do. So do not fret if your single didn't make it, you know, like I said, we will be doing a volume two as well, but volume one were just the tracks that were like, boom, right here for this vibe right now.
Right.
This is what we're going for. So it's going to be dope. Like, we want you guys to be able to play that, listen to it all the time. Every time you ride in the car, you know. It's just dope. Just jam it out. That's going to be
definitely going to be an awesome project.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Along with that is Indie High Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
Now, our last Indie High Thursdays, we went out with a bang. Like,
yes,
that was,
we did.
Was that literally October, right? Because November was Thanksgiving, yeah. So we had it out. Mm-hmm. So October, Indie High Thursdays was lit.
So I know y'all, I mean, people have been asking us,
when's the next one? Like, don't lie. Like,
we know.
My DMs keep popping with, when's the next Indie High Thursdays? Because that's, a, you know, we took a break.
We took a
But you know what's break. Actually funny is last year we started in February.
Yeah,
too.
We did.
We were like, you know, we're just going to keep it like how we started last year. But we really, like I said, we wanted to give everyone a chance. We know a lot of people out of town for the holidays.
Right.
And we only do it once a month. And it's the last Thursday. So, of course, November is Thanksgiving.
Right.
Thursday of December, you know, you have your Christmas. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we knew people would be out of town and all that. So, we want our people to be there.
Of
like,
course.
We want this to be popping. So, we're like, February is more Valentine's month, you know. And that's more in the middle, so that gives us, you know, at the end of February, y'all be ready for
some stretching room.
You know what I mean? But we will be at a new venue.
Yes.
Those details are coming soon. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome sauce. And I'm excited about that. Like I said,
I miss y'all.
We miss vibing out with y'all. Like, that support was so real. Energy, all the energy there was amazing. Indie High Thursdays energy is amazing. And then since the last Indie High Thursdays, I've met so many other artists, so many other people who, like, you know, you tell them about it or they see, like, videos.
Right.
And they're like, oh my God, I want to come. So I'm just excited, like, to have that. But the performances are going to be hot.
Yes, always hot.
You know, we're going to have the live DJ. We're going to have the vendors, you know. More than likely.
So if you've never been to an Indie Hot Thursdays, then you already know where you need to be. Okay. Details coming soon for the next Indie Hot Thursday. So make sure you keep your eyes and ears open for all of that information. And we will see y'all there.
Right.
In the building.
And if you come to our event, never met us, and you come out to our event, speak to us. Come give us a hug. Right. Come talk to us. Like, we love that. We'll be like, come sit over here. You know, and we're those type of people. Because like I said, we're genuine best friends.
Right.
Like, we've literally been best friends since college. And our energy, everybody knows, we have just chill vibes. Like, we just enjoy positive energy, having fun. And we're all about enjoying life.
And uplifting one another.
You know, Indie High Thursdays is a networking event.
Yeah.
So that's for people to come together, exchange information, sharing the vibe, you know, sharing the moment.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of do it for the culture moments in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and it's dope. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate everyone who's coming out and everyone who's going to come out. Like,
like I said,
there's a lot of people been in my DMs like ready. Like, yo, let us know. So, yeah, more details for that. Are coming soon, and that is, we're shooting to do that the end of February.
Yes.
So, like I said, February is that month.
February will be a grand month.
It'll be a grand month, and it's a short month, so you
right,
know,
even better.
It's gonna be even better. It's gonna go by quick, so just be ready. Get outfits together, you know, get everything. We also will have some new Indie High gear for everybody as well.
Indeed.
So if you, you know, want to rock it. It's cool when people come into Indie High Thursdays and they have their Indie High shirts on or, you know, their little hats or gear. Whatever. You know, it's just super
dope
because we appreciate that support. But it's just dope. And speaking of all of that, of course, we have some great interviews coming up for our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we definitely want you guys to, once again, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe.
Make sure
iTunes
subscribe.
And Google Play. Because we're going to have some awesome interviews this year.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be off the chain.
We're doing more of a hands-on or behind-the-scenes type interviews. You know, of course, we'll have the podcast, but we're also going to have visuals to go with the podcast.
Right.
Like we said, we're pushing ourselves
to
new levels. So, got to level up.
Right. And it's, you know, with the way technology moves so fast.
Right.
So you got to keep up with the times. You know, so we're just trying to make sure that we do that. And also, The website is going to be revamped a little. It's going to be a lot of new features added to the website.
For sure.
You know, including a blog and other stuff that, you know, you guys can really just daily keep up to date with everything that's going on, all of the events we have going on. And then, you know, we're invited to a lot of events as well. So, you know, we'll probably post our schedule as, you know, as things pop up. Right. You know, you could, that way you can go on the site and say, oh, where are they going to be at? Like, oh, they're going to this event. Come, we're going to be going to a lot of events, a lot of festivals this year. So it's just so many great. I'm just really excited, you know. But if you would like to be a part of what we're doing, we do offer advertising packages as well. Yeah. So, you know, we can definitely give you more details about that. If you just hit our email, which is indie.high25@gmail.com. Yes.
Hit us up. Those advertising packages, you know, you say, for instance, you have a new business, you have an event you want to get, you know, get some airtime on. We'll make commercials.
Yeah,
we'll
make
visual packets. You know, things like that, so we can get your event or your business name out there.
Yeah.
And if, like Donna said, hit us up, email us, so we can give you some info about that and get the ball rolling for you.
Yeah, and that's what we do. Like I said, we're about supporting the movement. You know, Indie High is not a business; it's a movement. You know, and we're here to help each other. We're here to put each other on.
Yep.
And we're trying to show the power of coming together and supporting each other. Like, there's so much power in that.
Right.
So many great things can happen. Like, I love seeing, you know, people who performed Indie High Thursdays, and they're out there performing so many other places, and they're connecting with other performers that performed at Indie High Thursdays, and they're out going and doing recording songs together, doing events together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so dope to me. I just love to see that, because that's what it's about. You know, it's not about us. We're just here to help kind of put everything together and
put that
that's
fire
it, right? Put that fire under you to encourage you to follow those dreams, follow your passions. And it's okay to stay true to who you are. Like, it is okay.
Oh, yeah.
Come with me. Come with me. Because it's going to be a lot coming. Yeah,
for sure.
But it's okay to stay true to you, because when you're on your right path, trust me, everything will start falling together.
Sure.
Everything will start coming together. And so it's going to be those days you can't see it. You're going to be like, Lord, did I make a left turn in Albuquerque, Lord? I don't know. You know? But He will bring you through. He will continue to guide you. And He will send little signs. Like, we've received so many signs to let us know, keep going.
Right.
Keep pushing, keep going. And like, we interviewed so many people who, you know, everybody has their ups and downs.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through all of that.
I mean,
but
you wouldn't be who you are if you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be grateful for how far you've come in your business if you didn't have those ups and downs, or, you know, being a musician or, you know, whatever you have going on. You know, if you don't go through those certain things, it doesn't humble you.
Right.
You know? You gotta be humble in this business, in the entertainment business, period. You know? The big head.
And if you don't, you will get humble. And that's it.
Get humble.
That's what's funny.
Okay.
You will get humble.
Seriously. But, you know, like we always say, you know, you gotta stay true to yourself.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself and just stay positive.
Yeah.
And keep your head up no matter what you're going through, because At the end of the day, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's always light at the end of the tunnel. Like, that's the beauty of the tunnel. It's a long tunnel.
It is a long one.
But that light is what keeps you going.
Yeah.
But you'll get there. You just gotta keep going. As long as you see that light, keep going, keep pushing.
And we're here
to support and help you. So once again, if you're interested in advertising with Indie High Radio, hit us up. Email once again is indie.high25@gmail.com. Make sure, hit us up, and if you need to inquire more about that, we'd be more than happy to give you more information.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it's so much going on in the world today. Like, I can't.
You can't even put it in.
You can't even wake up and just be. It's no. Once again, it's no normal news. It's no normal. It's not a normal day. In this day and age, it's no normal
no
day.
No normal day.
Like, there's always something going
something
on.
Something has to be going on.
All the time. And, you know, it's sad because Oh man, the president is just reckless. Like, and he's reckless and entitled.
Right.
And because he's reckless and entitled, it's like if he does some crazy stuff, like if he starts this war, which I feel like he's gonna do, and his opinion, you know, he's gonna make it seem like, oh, it wasn't my fault, you know,
nothing's ever his fault.
This is, you know, this was,
if you go back, the government just shut down, right? Mm-hmm. If you go back to when it happened, when Obama was in office, who did he say was the person that to blame?
Mm-hmm.
Obama, right?
Yeah.
The person in charge.
Yep.
So someone asked him recently, who do you blame? Democrats. Mm-hmm. Why can't you? It's your fault, sir.
It's your fault.
You are the commander in chief.
You know, and it is for a wall. And that's the thing, like, he's so adamant about this wall. And I really don't think, I mean, from when I know he is racist. Let's call it like it is. He definitely is racist. But the fact the fact that the wall is such a big deal to him when it's so many other things going on that are way more relevant and important.
Hello.
That's what blows my mind. And I feel like because he preached so much about that wall, he just feels like, let me accomplish something that I said I was going to do.
Right.
It's once again irrelevant. It's stupid.
Did he even recognize what was going on in Kentucky with the shooting at the school?
I didn't notice. I didn't notice, but
Lord.
But I wouldn't even be shocked if he didn't, you know, or.
But he's so worried about
the law. And
sending good, abiding citizens. Well, I mean, they're not citizens, but still, they've been abiding the law, no trouble, sending, you know, separating families.
Yeah.
Because of foolishness. Like.
Yeah.
It's so heartbreaking to see those videos of people having to leave their family.
And these families being literally torn apart.
From 10 plus.
Torn apart. And you just see these videos, these families just bawling, like, crying. And I couldn't imagine just being torn away from your family. You don't know when you're going to see them again. A lot of these people don't have money to just go back and forth. And
so they're being shipped there and can't, you know, are not allowed to come back. That's ridiculous.
Right.
I saw one where this, the father, he has been here for a while. Like, I think he came with his parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been here for years and has gotten married, has two kids, you know, older kids in, like, high school. And never has broken the law, never been in trouble with the law, you know, doing what he's supposed to do to be a citizen. And, you know, he was supposed to go back when Obama was in office, but, you know, he had a bill or something he had passed that the Dreamers were able to stay. And now, of course, Trump is cutting all those ties. And it's heartbreaking.
It really is. And it's just sad because it's all because this person is racist and he just, oh, these people don't belong in this country and blah, blah, blah. When it's like, and the whole premise of America is just, how could you exclude people from this country, you know, when it was already taken from people who are already here? Like, that is so crazy to me. Like, this wasn't a white man's country initially. You know, the white man took it from somebody, they're like, now it's our country. So it's your country because you stole it from somebody else.
Right.
Like, and it's just, to me, it's just mind-blowing, but that's how dumb racism is.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's causing so much heartache and pain unnecessarily.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how dumb it is.
Yeah.
But if we could just come together, love each other, and appreciate each other's cultures, and learn from each other's cultures. You know what I'm saying? There's so many languages out there to learn. There's so many ways. You know, that's why I respect people who travel, like, out the country. Because they always come back more enlightened. Yeah. They feel, you know, they have more culture because they've experienced other cultures, and they see how, you know, here it's like, oh, I have the latest this, I have the latest that, and there they're just happy to have a shack over their head.
Hello.
A shack. They're happy to have just all their family members in the shack. Like, I'm just happy my brother and sister are here. You know what I mean? I've and they are it. Happy. Like, they be out dancing every day.
Right. I've seen it firsthand. When I went to Belize this summer, like, their saying is, go slow. Go slow.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa.
Right, because America's like, what hustle and opposite of that?
Like, go, go, go. You know, you're always on the go, always on the go. And they just like, go slow, man. Just go slow.
Yeah.
Just relax. It's cool. Just breathe.
And I love that.
And they don't wear, they don't even have cars on the island that we were at. They just walk around barefoot, just, you know, enjoying
life.
Living
off the land. You know? Off the land.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy is that God created the earth so we could live off the land. But we, like I said, we put all these limitations of we gotta have this, we gotta have that.
Right.
But, you know, I watched this show on, I feel like I've talked about this before, but on, it's not National Geographic, but it's one of those channels, like maybe Travel Channel or something. But it's some people in Alaska who live off the earth. Like, they don't. They built their own house from, like, the wood out from the trees, you know, just out in some land. And, I mean, nice pads, you know what I'm saying? They go out and hunt their food. They cook their food, but they literally survive off the land. Yeah. And if you hear them talk, because, I mean, like, as much as I respect them, I'm just like, because I wasn't raised like that, it's hard for me to be like, ooh, if you threw me out in the woods, I'd be probably dead in a week because I wouldn't know what to do. But because they are so passionate about not being controlled and not following the system, you know, they do what they have to do and they're passionate and happy and they're like, it feels so good to be free. They're like, this is real freedom. You know, they're like, I don't have to pay for my food. Like, they'll shoot a couple of animals and literally be good for the year. They have meat for the year.
I feel that though. Like I've always, one thing that I'm gonna accomplish, and I keep saying it, but I haven't done it yet. I'm gonna garden because I feel like I can grow all of my food that I want to eat, especially if I want to be vegetarian or, you know, pescatarian, whatever. I could grow my food, and I don't have to go to the grocery store and worry about them putting all kind of craziness in my vegetables.
Chemicals and,
you know. And
food
even
poisoning.
even so, like, E. if I could raise my own chickens, and I would be fine with that because I know I'm raising them, and I know what I'm feeding them, so I don't have to worry, you know, about all the craziness, hormones and stuff they're putting in the damn chicken, so, or the meat. So yes, I'm totally for that, but
listen, you know what? I think I saw recently Khalees. Is it her home? She's selling something. I think it was her home. And she's going to buy a farm for her family to live off of.
Thank
that's
you,
girl.
Girl.
Like,
that's
gonna
what I'm
sell.
Talking
and I think
about.
Her home was worth millions. I believe.
Oh, yeah.
So,
is it in LA?
I can't remember. Because I don't remember reading all these. Because I think I was on the phone or something, but I just kind of was glancing and saw that. You know, like, but I'm like, that's dope because
I'm here for that.
I feel like, and then, but you know what she had been doing? Because I follow her Instagram, she's been traveling a lot.
Yes, she has.
And that's why I tell you, when you travel, then you culture yourself, and you're like, oh, so I can survive. Like, these people look healthy and beautiful, and they don't have to have all this and that every day.
Go, Khalees.
So she's buying a farm for her family so she can raise her kids. Like,
I love
that. Beautiful.
I love it.
That's so dope.
Goals.
That's
real goals.
You know, and I mean, of course, like, that's not for everybody.
Right.
As far as, like, everybody. But I'm just saying, we have to understand that it's okay to do that. We have to understand that that's an option.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So if you know, you might be shocked. You might be have a green thumb. You might be out there,
right?
Won't have a full fledged farm. You know what I'm saying? Going in. You know what I'm saying?
Play games. Watch.
But right, and then like I said, that's once again building that community. You have the hottest farm in in your little random country town, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all want to come to the barn party?
You know what I'm saying?
I got snacks
barn
on snacks on snacks.
You know
they're
gonna
be healthy snacks, but I got snacks.
Right, but you can provide healthy food for the community.
Right.
You know, and that's how you end poverty. That's how you end poverty and stuff like that. When you
there's a lady here though that actually does that. She grows produce and she gives it away to you know, those unfortunate families.
Yeah. But that's a beautiful thing. But that's how we, and like I said, God created this earth so we can do that. We're tearing down all the trees, right, and building up buildings and all this kind of stuff. We
need that. Need all of that.
Working for the man and stressing ourselves out when, you know what I mean? Just living life by the hour.
Right.
It's crazy. But like, I like that. Take it slow. Mm-hmm. Slow down. You know, that's a beautiful thing. But there's so much to learn in this life. And that's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about life. Besides all the hectic things that come.
Right, right.
It is... Life teaches a lot of things, but once again, you have to be open-minded,
right,
and ready to learn. Like, you have to be...
And you have to live in the moment.
You have to live in the moment. You have to have these conversations. Uh-huh. You have to talk to people, get to know people. And it's a lot of beauty that comes from life that we take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I kudos to Khalees for that. Like, yeah, that's super dope to me.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up. Got Khalees.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. But our next interview.
Oh, yeah.
We have master artist Cecil Bernard. And yeah, this is his beautiful painting, as you can see. And we're going to really show you him working in his studio.
Yes.
We're going to show you actual footage of him going in painting. Now, the cool thing about him is he paints without a brush,
which is mind-blowing. Yes,
awesome.
Your mind
joke.
Is blown, right? Your mind is blown.
Paints without a brush. Like, yeah. And he uses everything else but a brush, like a paintbrush. And that's what's cool. Like, you just watch him throwing the paint, doing this, doing that. And this is a beautiful thing, right? It's very inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
He's an artist for a living. Like, that's what he does. And he's very successful. He has a lot of great clients. Usher, Ludacris.
Yeah.
A lot of big names out there. A lot of basketball players, NBA players, NFL players.
And ballers, shot callers, ballers.
Actors, actresses. Like, he's definitely doing his thing. But you know, we want to start our first interview with someone who's been through the fire, through
the trenches.
Right, been through the trenches as an entrepreneur. But once again, a successful... in his endeavors, you know, and we want to help, you know, encourage all of our listeners, you know, this new year, and, you know, hey, follow your dreams, stay at it.
Yes.
You know, it's cool, like, to go to clients' homes who have his art, and his art is just their whole home. I mean, these homes are huge, and their whole homes are, like,
decked out
with his art, and it's just like, wow.
Ooh, so dope.
It's like an art museum. It's so dope. So we're honored that
definitely.
You know, we'll be able to interview him our next episode. So stay tuned. You know, once again, we have so many great things going on.
Yes, and if you want to come on the show, feel free to email us.
Yes.
indie.high25@gmail.com.
Yep.
And we would love to hear about what you got going on and get you on the show.
Yeah. We're open to anybody, if you're following your dreams, or you can be a singer, producer, actor, actress, videographer, photographer, model, dancer, you doing your thing. If you were a dreamer, if you're following your dreams, if you're young, creative, we want to hear about you. Activist, whatever you're doing, if you know, it'll be helpful to be on the show, not only for yourself, but also to encourage other people and let them know about your journey and story. We'd love to have you on.
Right. Got an event you want us to cover, host,
all of that. We do it all. Let us know.
Hit your gals up.
We got you. Once again, make sure to follow social media.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got Instagram is Indie High Radio. Instagram and Twitter, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's IndieHighR8DIO. And that's Instagram, Twitter. Facebook
is just like the page. And it's Indie High Radio LLC.
Yep. For Facebook, and of course, you can always go to the website,
One Stop Shop,
www.indiehighradio.com.
Hey, hey.
And once again, we have some great things that we'll be updating on the website, so you can keep you guys informed with all the awesome stuff coming up.
Yes. And again, we missed y'all.
We missed you guys.
We back,
so
baby.
Much. Like, you know, me and Tay, I remember it's just like, I'm like, I miss talking.
Mic.
I miss running my mouth.
I miss the mic.
So we're happy that we're able to give you guys another great episode 2018.
We're coming for you, man.
We're coming for you. Awesome interviews. A lot more videos coming.
Oh, yes.
From the podcast interviews, faces. From Indie Streets.
Oh yeah, Indie Streets
vlogs, everything. We have all types of awesomeness coming up. We're gonna be covering events. This is gonna be awesome. I'm excited.
Oh, and yeah, me too.
We appreciate you guys so much. We really do.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to tell a friend and tell a friend to subscribe.
Yes.
Via iTunes, Google Play Music.
Yes.
And we will see y'all next time.
We'll see y'all next time. It's your girl Tana LJ signing out.
And it's the girl Tay Digga. Woo-hoo. Inspire to inspire.
Yes, I love that.